Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9917, catalog number 9917. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
To our preachers and deacons and trustees and all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank Brother Yarbo for a great message that he have given unto us. I don't think these Yarbo have no relationship further as kinfolks. I don't think somewhere down the line. Bless your heart, but bless your heart. Thank God for the message. If you will, turn your Bibles to Psalms 5. Now, only look at 29, Psalm 29. I'm just read that one, Psalm 29 and 2. Psalms 29 and 2. Psalms 29 and 2. Psalms 29 and 2. We ought to have it about now. Yeah, bless your heart. It said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory that due unto his name. Everybody said due unto his name. We owe that to the Lord. He ain't woke you up yet. Just his name. Just his name. Just because he allow us to use his name. We ought to give him glory just for that. To use his name. Our thought number 5. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste it. It's too precious. Don't waste your time in worship. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, don't waste your time in worship. Hallelujah. Don't be coming here for nothing. That's all they're saying. Don't come here for nothing. Don't waste your time in worship. Time too valuable. Time is too valuable to be coming here for nothing. Because every time you come here, you got to give an account. And a lot of folks wasting their time on worship. Wasting their time on worship. I told you what God told me on last Sunday. And wait till folks stop walking a little bit now. Y'all got to sit down. Got to sit down. Got to sit down. Hear what thus said the Lord. Go to the bathroom before I preach, or whatever. Go get some water before I preach. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're going to have a little play for the babies after a while. Hallelujah. That's right. Got to hear, you got to hear, you got to hear. You got to hear what thus said the Lord. And time you started moving your mind ain't on nothing I'm saying. You got to hear the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stop talking too. Stop whistling. Listen, listen, listen. You got to listen. You got to listen. You got to listen. You got to put your trash in there. Jesus told me, put all your filth, your spiritual trash. I got trash cans all around the church. You ain't got to fold it up. Just throw it in there. Ball it up. Because there ain't nothing but trash. We got to get rid of before we go and put on a new suit. Told me to tell you, before you go in a new building, clean yourself up. Clean yourself up. Clean yourself up. Logan could bail me out, and Clyde, because when we was working at Wood's Iron Company, and some of you worked in the mine and at plants, and you know when you're when it's hot, all over you, wherever you was, and you couldn't wait to get into that shower. Ain't that right, Clyde? And you couldn't hardly wait. Well, we get in that shower, boy, and get that dust off us, boy, you come out fresh. Good clothes on. You smell better. Smell better. So Jesus said, before you go over in the new building, because it's his house. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. See, we can leave from over here and leave Jesus here. And since we're going into a new building, let's go in fresh. And he told me to tell you to get rid of your junk, your trash, and start from the pulpit. I'm already putting some in there. And can't nobody in here say you ain't got any. Everybody in here got some that need to go in the trash can. I ain't condemning nobody. I'm going to tell you what the law said. You got to clean up to go over there. And he said, if you don't participate in it, he said, rest assured your sin going to find you out over yonder. Rest assured, I said, your sin going to find you out over yonder. In other words, God going to take the cup off you. He's trying to give you a little space of time of repenting. You got to wash up. You got to clean up. In other words, you got to get rid of, cut my mic down just a little bit. You got to get rid of some of this hate in your heart. I want you to leave that stuff over here now. No, I'll be preaching this till we go over yonder. So you might as well get rid of it. Ain't going to change my tune. Ain't going to do nothing. Just preach this till I get over here. Just take that time to clean up. And I ain't know why he want me to do this, but I see now. See, when you're mad with folk, get it over before you get over yonder. You ain't walking by nobody else no more that you're mad with. Ain't going to shake their hand no more. Get rid of this stuff now. We're going to leave that hate right here in the garbage. And don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. Don't be fumming around with it. Because if you mess with it, it may form on you. Don't mess with these garbage cans. Leaving that junk over here, hate. Can't speak to folks. Lord, don't want that junk to go over there. Leave it here. He got greater work for us to do. And you can't do it with junk in you. So we're going to have a day of forgiving one another. Put it all in the garbage can. And I started naming off junk on last Sunday. You got to pull this stuff off. Brother Yarber said you got to put on some more stuff. Amen. Pull that junk off and put on some more stuff. And I guarantee you feel better. Amen. Anytime you take a bath, you just feel better. Amen. You smell better. Amen. I'm just telling you what the Lord told me to tell you. Got to get it rid of pride. I've got to call it out again because I'm working on this, you know. Strive, envy, drug abuse, drug sellers, or drug pushers. These things I'm calling off, you find them right in every church. Hate, adultery. And let me stay right there a minute. I'm going to stay right there a minute. I'm tired of this mess going on at New Bethlehem. God, sick of it. I say he's sick of it. Going with other folk wives. Other God, sick of it. I'm got to check out that choir. I got 4 or 5 in that choir. I got to get that junk out there, mister. I know that right. I mean it too. I mean every word I say. I'm giving you time to repent. Making me sick on his stomach. Breaking up home. God's sick of it. Sick of it. Paul said, a little leaven, leaven the whole lump. Let that mess keep on hanging around here. Everything will be shacking up. Everything will be. Get that mess out of here. He's sick of it. And I know some of your choir members tired of it. Not only choir, but wherever it is. Don't care that junk over yonder. Drop it in the box. Getting your time now. Because if you carry it over yonder, I'm going to call your name out. God knows I'm not lying. I mean every word I say. Tired of this mess. Sick of this junk. God told me to tell you, get it straightened out. Because he got greater work for us to do. Covetousness, witchcraft, fornication, mad with one another, homosexuality, peace breakers, evil speakers, backbiters, jealousy, lying, selfishness, all kind of sickness, divorcing one another, covetousness, hypocrisy, gambling, shacking up, disobedience to God's word, causing confusion in home. God tired of it. He tired of it. Tired of it. Put it in the garbage. And you know I'm crazy enough to call your name out too. I mean that. Paul said, don't let that junk lay in church and ain't nobody saying nothing about it. I preach about it, but you ain't paying me no attention. We just started excommunicating. And if you take off anyway, I know what happened. Listen, listen. You got to listen. You got to listen. You got to listen. Jesus, when he came into the temple, he the word of God. He whipped that mess out. He went in that temple and whipped all them devils out. And when he got them out, he started healing. That means can't no healing go on in no churches now. Too much of junk in there. Sight began to come to blind folks' eyes. Because the junk was out of there. And can't nobody get that there but Jesus. The word of God is the only thing can get it out of there. God got greater blessing for us. But we got to clean up before we go over there. You got to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, say, Lord, I'm tired of this mess. Mean business. So I'm tired of this junk. I've done this, I've done that. You had mercy on me. You took care of me and all my junk. I'm sick of it. I'm putting it in the garbage. And mean business. And if you mean business, God will bless your life. I ain't mad with nobody. I want you to understand that. I'm just got to get things straightened out. God holding me responsible. He holding the deacon, the trustees, choir, he holding Reverend Walker. Responsible for cleaning this house out. And I ain't going to sit back and get so excited over that new building. And we living like devils right here. No, sir. My most concern is for your soul. God ain't getting no reward to no preacher because they build a new church. Because he building lies. My house. And I'm on target. Get your Bibles. I'm on talking. I have scripture back me up. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. Hallelujah. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you. But I just can't just let it just make a bed here. No, sir. Can't make it make a bed here. Uh-uh. No, sir. I don't care what your position is. I don't care what it is. God got better for less. We're going to clean up before we go over there. Look what Paul says, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. Read it, brother.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved.
Yeah.
Let us cleanse ourselves.
First, we're going to do what?
Cleanse ourselves.
You got to do it yourself.
Yes, sir.
You got to do it. You got to do it. Lord, help me. Help me. Go at it and get it done.
Yes, sir.
You tell him to help you, but you got to do something to get it done.
Yes, sir. That's the beginning of it. Found that out, too.
Life, boy, they ain't going to do it.
Yes, sir.
Iris soap ain't going to do it. Bubba bath ain't going to do it. You got to have spiritual soap. And spiritual soap is the word of God. Cleanse yourself. Paul talking to the church. He ain't not talking to the world. He's talking to the church. He's talking to the Corinthian church. He said, what? Cleanse yourself. You got mama can't bathe for you. You got to jump in the tub yourself now. Read on. Keep the devil low down there for me. Y'all got to keep him quiet there.
Let us cleanse ourselves.
Cleanse ourselves.
From all filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
Notice that. Both of them. Spirit and what?
Flesh.
Flesh and what?
Spirit.
Our spirit. Talking about our mind. Clean your mind out. Amen. Get your mind clean out.
Yes,
and then your flesh.
Yes,
stop using your body for ungodly mess.
Yes,
clean both of yourself up. Spirit and body.
Yes.
Body and spirit.
Yes.
One of my members came to me this morning and said, Reverend Walker, said I had a vision or a dream. I don't know what it was. All I know was a commode full of junk. And when we got through flushing, all that junk went down. Got to flush it out. We're on a cleansing compound, a campaign right now. Clean up. You'll feel better. You'll come in this church hugging folks. It won't be no phony. Shaking folks' hand. It won't be no crook. Clean yourself up. Hallelujah. Read on, brother.
Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Holy. We don't want to live holy. He said, live holy. This the Bible. We don't want to live for Jesus Christ. I don't want New Bethlehem to be like the church of Laodicea. God knows I don't. I don't. That's the church that Jesus already prophesied. What's going to happen in the last day? How church is going to end up being. I don't want to be like that. See, when we come to worship, listen, and we're going to read that in a few minutes, Revelation 3, 14. We're going to read that a minute. Now, when we come to worship, we come to worship not to put on. When we come to praise God, we not to put on. You got to be yourself. Not trying to impress nobody. I know what the Lord have done for me. Listen at this now. Listen. 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 Worshiping and praising God is no option and debate for Christians. I'm going to say it again. I said worshiping God, praising God, is no option and debate for Christians. We commanded to do this. He said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. He looked for us to praise his name. If they don't cry out, the rocks don't cry out. He looked for us to praise his name. When Jesus healed them 10 lepers, didn't but one come back. He said, didn't I clean up 9? 10 of them, but where are the 9 that failed to come back to give me glory? He looked for us to praise his name. Ain't no debate. Talking about, well, I don't know. I'm not like that. Hey, he woke you up. You ain't like that. I said, no debate, no option. He said, you got a mouth, you ought to praise my name. Everything have breath, ought to praise God. If you got a breath, you ought to praise God. Or tell him to take it. Hallelujah. In my little old way, it's mandatory for us to lift up his name. Ain't nobody got to crank me up. If you hold my mute, I'll jump right in. Yeah. Don't cry. Thank God for this. They ain't got to crank me up. I was cranked up before I got here. I know what the Lord done for me. I ride in my car and get happy. Sometimes I got to stop on side the road. I know what he done for me. See, but sometimes when somebody been doing everything all the week long and want to try to crank you up, he can't crank you up with all that mess you done doing, all that junk in your mind. And then when you go, they didn't do nothing. No, they ain't nothing there but you, baby. We all come here to worship God. Ain't nobody come to entertain nobody. I dare you to think on his goodness. I dare you to think on his mercy. I dare you to think on his love. You'll find yourself moving and don't realize you're moving. Told y'all on last Sunday, when we come worship and praise God, once about it, shall be quiet. And that's the Lord himself. Everybody else ought to be doing something. I said doing something. If you ain't doing but doing this, you ought to be doing something. Oh, boy. The older I get, the crazier I get. For the Lord. We come to worship. Nobody got no option. Those who've been born again. You see, a lot of us in churches just full of religion. Just full of religion, but not full of Jesus. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is living another person's life. He wants us to clean ourselves up. Hallelujah. Before I go to Revelation, let me look at something else first, if you don't mind. I want you to see something. Now, first of all, some of you may say, well, I don't need no cleaning up. Well, this is on my mind. Real quick, get your Bible. Go to 1 John. 1 John 1 and 8. 9 and 10. Let's see. 1 John. Now, you're by the back of your Bible. Now, not St. John. 1 John. They were wrong with Pharisees. They think they already hold in without sin. And Let's see what the Lord said about this. Is he going to be telling a lie? All of us got something to put in that bucket. I say everybody in here got something to put in that waste bag. Some trash that's killing you. Hallelujah. Read that, brother.
If
1 John 1. Yes, in 1 John 1, 8 and 9 and 10. Everybody got it now? All right, read it, brother.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
See that?
And the truth is not in us.
Y'all see that? Can't nobody here throw your hands up to you without sin.
All right.
Nobody in here. If it is, you're deceiving your own self. He's dealing with Christians now. He ain't dealing with sinners tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let the devil mess you up. You're deceiving yourself. Don't let them say, you all right. You know, you're doing all right. Oh, you better drop something in this pain, buddy. You got to put something in here, too.
Amen.
Now, watch what he told us now. He's dealing with saints. Now, look what he told the church. But you got to do something. Now, watch. Come on now.
If.
Under condition. If. Come on.
We confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
If you confess them. If you don't confess them, you still got your sin. Now listen now. Listen. Now I'm not talking about now you plan on doing the same thing tomorrow. I'm not talking about, hey, Lord, forgive me for the jump up. No, it ain't like that. No, who do you think God is, crazy? No. That's what we got used to now, you know. God, go on, God, I forgive you. Let these folk make a crank out your hand. Baptist folk good for it. Don't be getting quiet, you might as well tell the truth. Been a Baptist all my life, I know you. God, go on. Let these girls mess you up. You got to confess your sin. And you got to get on your knees and confess your sin. You may do it tomorrow, but you're not intending to do it tomorrow. And you got to keep on asking God. And don't be around it all about sin. Tell him what you're doing. And God will forgive you if you mean business. Read the next verse, 10th verse.
If we say that we have not sinned,
God Almighty,
we make him a liar.
A liar.
And his word is not in us.
Y'all see that? Now, ain't nobody here clear then, is it? Anybody here without a fault? Cash? First on. But God getting us space to clean up ourselves, to repent and start new. Getting us a space where we hate folks, start loving them. Stop ducking folks in church. And stop digging folk ditches, the ditches for folks and backbiting. Cut all that mess out. Get yourself straightened out. Oh, have mercy. Now watch this now. Get your Bibles. Look at Romans 6, 12 through 15. About cleaning up, now ain't that right, y'all? Talking about cleaning up now, see? The Bible backed me up. I'm not getting this out no Jehovah Witness Bible. Elijah Muhammad Bible. This coming out the King James Version. Romans 6, 12 through 15. Read it for me, brother.
Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body.
Don't let it reign. Mean don't let it get a seat and sit there. In your where? Body. Your mortal body. Your body. See? Don't let it stay there. You got to get rid of. You got to get rid of. Read on.
That ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
Yeah. You ain't got to obey it when you got power from on high.
Amen.
God gave us dominion over sin and the devil.
That's right.
Just cause you tempted. You always going to be tempted.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be tempted longer you're on this earth.
That's right.
That means God gave us power to overcome it.
That means I told you to pray all the time where you can overcome temptation. That's what prayer does, give you power to overcome temptation. He told Peter them, he said, pray while you won't fall into temptation. You got to pray. And some of you haven't been to a prayer meeting yet. Although we got a good crowd, but I'm not satisfied. I'll be a poor pastor. Now, got a lot of more children ain't come to prayer meeting. Know what I told the Lord? I said, I won't see them come by the thousand. Prayer meeting. You need prayer. You ain't gonna never overcome. You got to have prayer. Well, I pray at home. You ought to pray at church too. With the saints. Because after a while, you're going to want somebody to pray for you. And pray with you. Read on, brother.
Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin.
Your members, talking about your body now. Your members, every part on you, God bought all of you. He bought my spirit. He bought your body too, buddy. He bought you completely. Everything belonged to God. He said, glorify God in your body. Drinking whiskey ain't glorifying God. Going down the Mississippi ain't glorifying God. And I'm going to talk about that because I know it's going to be a vote after a while. And church folk don't care at all. If it go over, it's going to be church folk. Going down there to Mississippi. Keep on going to Mississippi. One man had a heart attack on the bus. I said he had a heart attack on the bus. Keep on going there. You're going to get sick here, or have a wreck. I'm talking, see, you're supposed to be Christians. God's going to let some of this stuff come up where everybody can see some of this stuff right here. Don't be sinning for me. And I know you won't. You better not. Because if I come down, I told you, then I told you. I told you not to bring yourself down here. That's what's wrong with the world now. We want to keep up with the world. You got to let one of them go. That's what we're following Jesus for. Jesus ain't saying us to go back out in the world. He called us out of the world. Don't be deceiving yourself. Think you're all right. No, you're not all right. And fighting the devil, come on, I love Jesus. No, you don't love Jesus. Read on, brother.
But yield yourselves unto God.
God Almighty.
As those that are alive from the dead. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you.
Y'all see that? Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Sin don't have no more dominion over you. You do it because you're led by your own lust.
Yes,
I can't help myself. That's what you holler. I can't help myself. Well, go jump off the bridge. See, can you help yourself and jump off the bridge? You're killing yourself. If I tell you go jump off the bridge, and who you think I'm crazy? Just like you got to resist that, you got to resist temptation. Yes, it's going to be out there for you. You're the one got to resist it. Read on, brother.
For. You are not under the law.
Listen to that.
But under grace.
Thank God. But watch this though. Now watch this.
What then? Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace.
Y'all see that? They call me under grace. Yeah, God will forgive you. Paul said, hey, they call you under grace. There ain't no license to sin. Is that right, y'all?
Yes, sir.
You got to say amen now.
Yeah.
You got a spare tire in your car, ain't you? Cough, you got a spare. Do you run over nails? Do you run over tax? No, you have a wreck, you dodge them sometimes. That's all grace is. Grace is just a spare. Just in case while I'm on my way to heaven, I have a blowout. In other words, I do something ain't right. I go back and get Jesus. Lord, help me. I get a little more grace, put my spare on and keep on going. Just because we got grace, they don't give you no license to sin. God forbid, he said. We got to clean up, buddy. Too long for, I mean, and y'all know it. It's just so much a form and fashion in the church. God, yeah, sick of it. You know it. And thank God, satisfied. No, he's not satisfied. Because you're doing pretty good. No. Those who I love, I'm going to chase. No wonder the world can't be saved. They don't see no Jesus, a lot of us. Setting an example for the world, but the world setting an example for us. Look at Hebrew 12 and 1. Talk about clean it up, buddy. Hallelujah. Amen. Clean it up. You feel better when you clean up. And watch this. Watch this. I guarantee you, if somebody you can't forgive, and you go to them folks, they don't ask you, would you forgive me? You say, no, I ain't thinking about you. Look, it's on you then. You know that, don't you? It's all for them and on you. I guarantee you, if you've been born again, and you go to that person and say, you ask me to forgive you, I forgive you. I guarantee you'll sleep at night. Amen. I was preaching down in Shelby County. Down there, a lady called me. I done a revival. That lady called me about 5 or 6 months after. That lady told me from the depths of my heart. She said, "Run, walk. I feel so much better now. You told me to forgive that man, one who have left me for years. I used to hate that man to my guts, but Rev, I feel so good now." Yeah. You got to forgive. What you holding that mess in your foot? You around there can't rest at night. Them folks having a good time. Don't got married again. Don't left that and got married again. You around there, you better get up there and go. You got to get rid of that stuff out you. Oh, have mercy. If he ain't on count, let him hit the road. You ain't dead. My man can't sleep in home again. Hey, go on forgiving, baby. And go on with your life. God can't do nothing to them folks. We trying to do something with some of them. Oh, have mercy. I'm hanging around married a little bit. I may say a lot about that. I'm tired of the divorce stuff around here. Can't stay together one day. Can't stay together one day. Time you get married, want to separate. Been courting 2 years. Can't stand to leave one another then. Where are you going? I'm going, I'll be back on the ride on you. Hurry up now. But time they get married, what done happen? Time they get married. You get so old. Don't want to tell your wife where you're going. Don't want to tell your wife, your husband, where you're going. You ought to tell them where you're going. You're supposed to tell them where you're going. What you got to hide? It's too much of marriage mess going on around here. I may jump in there anytime the Lord leads me. When you get married, you ain't on your own no more. You got to understand that, honey sugar. Bruh, you got to understand that. The Bible says he don't own his body, she don't own hers no more. It's a new leaf you turn it over now. Mama don't run my business now. Your daddy don't run my business no more. Leave mom and dad and join yourself to a wife. And that means that mom and dad don't tell me what to do no more. You don't either. My orders don't come from my house where I come from. You're taking a new lease. If you ain't ready to get married, keep yourself where mom and dad is. If mom and dad are going to run the house, don't you leave mom and dad. And that's what happens to me. These little petty girls, these little petty men, been up on a mama chokehold all their life. And time you get mad, won't somebody pet you like a little old baby or something? Hey, you grown now, honey bunch. Brother, you grown now. You ain't no more baby. Stop acting like a little old child. You don't got married. Leave mom and dad. They don't tell me what to do no more. Understand these men and women now. Why they can't stay together? Listen. I be counseling sometimes. I said, now, brother, that woman right now, she can stay out there 5 o'clock in the morning. You ain't got nothing to do with it. Because she ain't married to you. I said, sister, that fella can get his money and do just what he want with it. And you ain't got nothing to do with it. Because you ain't married to him. But buddy, when you get married, you don't stay out when you get ready now. You don't spend what you want to spend no more. You don't go where you want to go anytime. The thing doesn't change. My money, your money. My house, your house. My car, your car. They won. Ain't no more twin. They won. And you want to be petty like little babies? And my mama, you know some old men. My girl, you can't cook. You know she couldn't cook when you got married to her. The average woman can't cook now. You know she couldn't boil an egg when you got married to her. You knew that. You know I'm not lying. You know you couldn't. You knew all about it right then. You knew that. But now you don't got married. And you're looking at every little fault. Every little, the Negro didn't have no job when you got married to him. Isn't it? Trust me, you need to work. You knew he didn't have no job when he got married. These marriages making me sick. Can't stay together. What's wrong with y'all? You can't take nothing. Can't take nothing. You got to take something. Ain't nobody gonna treat you like no baby. Got to stop at mama house every day. Carry yourself home. Your husband waiting on you, honey. The time he says something to you, wait a minute now, you don't tell me when to stop at mama house. Hey, you go take care of your husband. And some of these old baby men, the same way. Hold it on, a man of the house. Got to stop at mama house. What you stop here, David? She can't cook like you cook. Your wife waiting on you, bruh. No, she can't cook no bitch. She can't even boil an egg. You can still got home to eat what she got. She got the pressure off of you. Yes, the cornbread ain't got no meal. It ain't got no baking powder. Go eat it anyway. You got to eat it anyway. You got to eat it. Go on and digest. You drunk whiskey a long time. Go eat that. You got to do a lot of adjustment in your marriage. And some folk can't take the adjustment. Your whole lifestyle going to change. And we don't want to change. Huh. So I be jumping here all the time. I ain't never through with the marriage. I'm sick of this stuff around here. Let old outside man come take your wife. Your husband, come go outside man. Down ain't married. He gonna be messing with you. He got like he love you more than anybody. He don't love you how your husband love you, baby. He making a crank out of you. I say he making a crank out of you. He just wants your body, and that's all he wants. He wants your body and your money. That's all he wants. That's all he wants. Nothing but your money and your body. How you can be brainwashed like that? I don't know. The devil's a slick. I don't come to a conclusion. Listen to me. Y'all listen to me. Look at me. You'll never understand marriage. I done came to that conclusion. God knows I done meditate on that. Study, meditate. God showed me something from the depth of my heart. He said marriage is just like two halves. It's God talking to me. He said when I put them together, this half over here lacking what this one have. This one over here lacking what this one have. When I put them together, as a whole. Both of them lacking something. So when you get married, you don't find no faults. You may have a husband, may not attend to no business. But your business over in it. You take care of the business. Everything going on lovely, what's wrong? Well, you don't know nothing. That woman, that's what he put you there for. He knows what he's doing. He put you together. Because both of you lacking something. By the time we get married, we get looking for one another fault. Both of you lacking something. But when you work together, you may not have no woman clean up good. You clean up. You got faults. You got to make the one. Come both of you lacking something. But that's a funny thing. Time we get married, we get there. Brother Logan, looking at one of the faults, don't we? Yeah, look at this. Look, Tyler got married. You knew that before you got married to that one. See what happened? Tell you what happened. What done happened? 9 times out of 10, brother Logan. 9 times out of 10, what done happened? Time they get married, the devil started tipping them. Another man tip them. Another woman tip them. Then they started finding fault with their wife. Trying to find fault with their husband. That's what happened. Cause that old fellow, low down, scum, you know, baby, you know you cool and all that jive. Hey, you ready to look? Looking around, smiling. You know you got a husband. Forget about that joker. Stop looking at him smiling. Tell that guy, hey, get Jesus. You got to get him off you. I don't don't care because he works with you every day. I told y'all how to get them scoundrels off of y'all. No, you got to fall in that mess because you want to fall in it. Well, what got work with one? Well, what got work with one? Bothered me all the time. Well, let me tell you how to get rid of it. It works every time. If you get bugging you, you say, look at him and say, Jesus. What's wrong with you? Jesus. If you keep on bothering, because you got some strong old crazy devils. If you keep on, I don't care you're in your office, I don't care where you're at. If you keep on saying, Jesus! If he still consistent, ah, Jesus! That's how you get rid of him. Don't be around there smiling. You know you married. Don't be around there smiling with the Negro. He wants you. You open the door to him. You know what he wants. Come on, go eat with me. No, I ain't going to eat with you. I know what you're after. You sure in a pair of bear of pills are evil. You know what he wants. What you going to eat with him for? He's trying to tear your house up. When you get married, the devil want to tear your house up. What God put together, the devil like to tear down. And by versus men. Can how that woman? I don't care if she's so pretty, a honeycomb dropping off. You know you married, and you know you say you've been born again. You got a wife at home. Because she smell good. Buy your wife some good perfume. Know that right. Buy your wife some good perfume. And just smell her all you want. Just smell all you want. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing. Just smell all you want. Take hold of that. Just smell all you want to smell. You tell my time up. That red light doing on up there. They don't cut me off too early. I'm gonna quit now. I thought my time. Huh? Oh, the wrong light. No, no, the wrong light. Okay, that's the wrong light. That's the wrong light. That's the wrong. Y'all better get together, up yonder. That's the wrong light. They put the red light on me. The blue light say I got 5 minutes. Somebody up there turn the red one on. I know my time went up. Listen, 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 y'all, but listen to me. Marriage is a struggle. Ain't no idea of marriage. You're letting folk tear your home up too easy. Ain't no idea of marriage. If you leave that, and guess what? You're going to have the same problem over yonder. You might as well go and make the best out of this one right here. So long your coat, you call them beautiful name and pretty name, and time you get married, you stop. That's right, you just stop. Just cause you don't got married. It's a struggle. And sometimes you wonder 5, 10, 15 years, you've been on struggle through, want to leave 3 or 4 times and get been married 15 years, then you look back and say, how did we made it? God brought you through. You didn't quit. You didn't stop. Anybody can quit. That means I told you, I said, these children so messed up and pitiful. It's all in the home. Got these children so messed up and pitiful. Got to go stay with my mama 3 days. Got to go through my daddy 5 weeks. Got to go down. They messed up. Think about your children if you don't think about yourself. Think about your children. At least if you're going to leave them, make sure they get grown. Yeah, hey, watch this. Y'all ever thought about this? Y'all ever thought about when you separate, what you're doing to them children? No, you ain't think about nobody but yourself. Selfish. That's all. Nothing but yourself. I ain't satisfied. What about the children then? You ain't looking at nobody but yourself. And if you do what Jesus said towards one another, you'll stay in your family. Watch this. If A and B don't got married, got 3 children. A leave B, got divorced. B go marry C, 3 children. B go marry D, 4 children. Look how it mixed up. My stepmama, my step-grandmama, my step-cousin, my step, all this step stuff. We mess our own children up because we can't take nothing. You ain't no more baby. You done got grown. And you said you gonna stay with him, stay with him. You say you're going to stay with her, stay with her. This marriage thing is bothering me. I got so many devout folk in church, I'm tired of it. Go get your wife. Go get your husband. Little old babies. Little babies. Let me say one more thing. I'm going to get off there. Tell God put it back on me. I may jump in at any time. One more thing. I'm saying this one more thing. All mother-in-law, raise your hand. If you're a mother-in-law, raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I ain't saying you're doing nothing. Stay out these children business. Mother-in-law done broke up so many homes in pitiful. You can't take care of your own husband. You can't run your own house trying to run your daughter's house. Mama don't run your house no more. And mama lead them children along. God gonna get you. Hallelujah. Clean yourself up. Go on and stay together. Yes, it's rough sometimes. But I dare you stay together. They're always going to let the other across the fence look greener. The grass already look greener on the other side of the fence. Get you some full line, put on yours. Ain't nothing wrong with your wife. Ain't nothing wrong with your husband. She's just prettier than any other woman. He's just as handsome than any other man. Like God came down there and said, you know, with somebody, we just watch this. We feel that like God done just like this to us. With somebody mask over our face and bring a mane to you and say, huh, that's who you got. It wasn't like that. You know how that woman look, you know how that man look. And you know the biggest that way. And time to get together, can't stay together 3 months. I'm off radio now. Let's all stand. Don't need me keep on hooping or nothing. Hallelujah. It's cleaning up time, buddy. I said it's cleaning up time. It's cleaning up time. Hallelujah. Let's be quiet a minute. Stand still if you could. I believe. If you would, I'd appreciate it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm trying to help New Bethlehem now. Trying to help New Bethlehem. I'm responsible for you. I mean that. I'm responsible for you. I can't make you do nothing, but I sure got to tell you. I'm sure got to tell you. I tell you because I love you. I want your soul saved. Hallelujah. Now, if you sent a man, an unbeliever, in this house, you need to be saved. Don't walk out here lost. He wants to save you. I say he wants to save you. And every Christian in here wants you saved. You didn't come here by no accident. If you lost, you didn't just stumble in here. The Holy Spirit led you here. All right. He wants to save you right now. If you just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and confess with your mouth, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Yeah. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Mm-hmm. Just say, Lord Jesus, save me. And walk down that aisle, he'll save you right now. You're going to need him now. We're in the last days now. We're in the last days. Strange thing happening. I've been telling y'all that ever since I've been here. Well, I'm seeing nothing yet. They ain't going to get no better now. Like they're killing in Colorado. That's just a little sample. I hate to say it. Them just little samples. When you teach hate, it bounces back on you. You don't know when your last day. For a sinner, you don't know when your last day. I'm asking you to give your life to Christ. Come down now and give your life to Christ. If anybody won't come by Christian experience, you may come by letter. But if you're lost, don't walk out here lost. Give your life to Christ. He wants to save you now. It's going to be over after a while. But all you see now, God's going to burn this world up one day. All his souls got to go to one place. Good one go to one, bad one go to the other. Those been born again, go be with Jesus. Those are lost, go stay with the devil. And with two places to go. And you got to make your mind up. Give your life to Jesus. Will you come now? Will you come now? Will you come now? Will there be another one? Will you come now? Don't be ashamed. Please don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of Christ. Don't be ashamed of Christ. There's a real Jesus. There's a real church. I'm telling you now. There's a real Jesus. There's a real church. Will you give your life to Christ now? Will there be another one? 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 Don't be ashamed. Will there be another one? If you're lost, come on. Come on now. He waiting on you. Come on now. He waiting on you now. The devil will steal you out your salvation. Jesus already done died for you. Already done died for you. You just got to go to the bank and just claim it. That's all. Claim your salvation. But then if you don't go get it now, it's free. You just give up yourself. It's up to you now. A man that really loves himself, he give his life to Jesus. If you don't love yourself, you ain't gonna never give your life to Jesus. He's still waiting on somebody. Everybody saved, everybody that's saved, know you saved, sit down, please. Everybody know you saved. If you're not saved, stand up. May God bless you. Someone have lost some keys. I have them here with me. Bless your heart. We finna get ready to go. We're going to take these in. We're going to let you go.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, Sister Secretary. Bless your heart.
Jeray Cadell, a candidate for baptism.
Stand up, young man. That's your name? That's your name? That's you? Stand up for me. Bless your heart. How old are you, brother?
15.
15 years old. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Look at me a minute. Bless your heart. You heard about Jesus before?
Yes, sir.
Bless your heart. You want to give your life to him, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
You believe it in your heart?
Yes, sir.
I want you to confess it with your mouth. Say,
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he died for my sin. But he didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in his hand. I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. I'm saved. Hallelujah.
May God bless you, brother. Remain standing. Remain standing. Stand up for me. Bless your heart.
Deborah McIntosh, candidate for baptism.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stand, baby. Hallelujah. May God bless you. I know you don't heard about Jesus before.
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, sir.
I want you to confess him with your mouth, sir. I believe
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he died for my sin, but he didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in his hands. I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ. To be my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. I'm saved. Hallelujah.
May God bless you. Bless you. Bless you, young man. Will there be another one? Would y'all come with her? We're going to baptize y'all today. We got a program at 3 o'clock. Be here about 5. Be here about 4:30 here. We're going to baptize y'all. At the program, we're going to baptize. That's more important than a program. Thank you, Jesus. I know the water all right? I hope it is. Okay. Those of us desire prayer, come around the altar, please. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He made me glad. He made me glad. Whoa, yeah. Let us all bow our heads, and we're going to ask Pastor Yarber, will he come and lead us in an altar prayer? Bless him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We come asking thy blessing.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Touch the Lord. Touch the Lord. Touch it right now. Touch the Lord. Touch it right now. Touch the Lord. Touch. Oh, touch it. Grant it, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, have mercy right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Have mercy, Lord. Yeah.
Father, we ask it now that thou would lift these burdens.
Yeah, yeah.
Father, we ask that thou would cover them right now.
Oh, touch it right now, Lord.
Let them know that thou art God and yeah. God all by yourself.
Yeah, grant it right now, Lord.
Father, we need you in this dying hour.
Oh, we need you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we're praying for the families in Colorado.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who had to suffer the death of the young ones, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Father, we know that evil is around before.
Oh, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy.
You said that only suffering will be for a night.
Yeah.
For joy cometh in the morning.
Yeah. Thank
Father,
you, Jesus.
We're asking that you will give peace to us.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver us, Father.
Yeah, Lord. Grant it, Father.
These things we are asking in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
In his holy name.
In his holy name.
Let the church say amen.
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 Amen. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
May God bless you. I have some keys. Bless you, God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, baby. Bless your heart. Hey there, my Collins. Bless your heart. Hey there, baby. Bless your heart. Hey, baby. Hey, my baby. Hey, brother, how you doing? Glad to see you here.
How you doing, Reverend?
Reverend?
Reverend, you're right on target.
Okay,
baby. You're
okay.
Right on target.
Wait, that was...
You remember you married us on Valentine's Day, and I took over the wedding. Don't you remember that last year?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I forgot.
I've been baptized so many folks. I forgot.